It's 7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me.
All right. Tell us about last night's meeting. How'd it go?
We went well last night. So first we started off with a subdivision application, coastal subdivision application at 0 and 60 Field Point Circle. This property, they're looking to reorganize the land there. Somehow the property was built with some buildings that with non-conforming setbacks, and they're looking to establish a second lot to build another house, and the lot need to be reconfigured to accommodate that. There were questions about whether the reorganized lot would meet zoning or would at least reduce any non-conforming conditions on the site. So the applicant is going to go back and make sure that all the dimensions and the criteria for subdivisions are being met. So that was left open. Next, we had Pickwick Properties, 1 through 3, excuse me, Greenwich Avenue. There's a restaurant that would like to go in and take occupy the first floor on the Greenwich Avenue side, about 220 seats, with 60 of those being outdoor seasonal seats. So 150 inside, 60 outside. As anyone knows, Pickwick Plaza, there's a very vast and cavernous parking structure underneath it. The restaurant would make use of that parking to accommodate for the patrons. Commission's concern has been since the beginning is how do people know that they can park and where to park in that building. It's, you know, many residents, including members of the commission, aren't familiar with all the entrances and exits. And so there was a robust discussion about how people are going to be made aware of the parking situation, the access to the parking, the how to wayfind yourself from the parking garage to the restaurant if the with a restaurant of this size, that's the predominant parking area. The commission closed the application. They were trying to come up with the conditions to vote on, and they, with the late hour last night, they decided to postpone the vote. So items closed but not decided. Next, we had Nina Franson. It's a subdivision at Deerfield Drive, one lot into two lots in the R12 zone. This has been before the commission several times, just getting some of the details regarding the open space and some other qualifications that are necessary for all subdivisions. The application was closed and approved with conditions. Next, we had Mason Street Partners. This is at the bottom of Mason and Bruce Park. It's the former Honda dealership. It was the last business for those of us who remember. This is a mixed-use development, commercial on the first floor with an affordable housing project on the upper floors on both sides of the street. They're looking to do 92 residential units between the two. One side of the street would be rentals. The other would be for sale. There will be a mix of affordable units in both of those buildings. So, again, this is under the state's 830G regulation. Again, there's some slight movement in the design of the building. There has been some changes to the height, but the number of units and the locations of the building are relatively staying the same. Engineering, environmental cleanup, as the site's been used for, there was once a gas station there, there's been automotive repair. Those cleanups need to be done, and the investigation needs to be completed before the commission feels comfortable with occupying the site with a residential use, which is also required by law. So the application was left open. There's still concerns about the traffic analysis, whether or not the sidewalks and the intersections around the area need to be improved to accommodate such development. And also, there's a number of non-conforming conditions on the property, whether it's the coverage of the site, the location of the building, the floor area ratio of existing buildings that the applicant may be seeking to use to create the legally conforming commercial entity. And those have not been fleshed out in great enough detail for the commission to understand where those are and how they're being applied in the new project. So, again, left open. We'll be back probably in several weeks. Next, we have St. Catherine's and Siena Church. St. Catherine's and St. Agnes now, the combined church At 19 Riverside Ave, there was a former, Dr. Shinto's former dental office, was being converted into office space for the parish. This is a residential zone, and as such, the change of use requires a special permit, and why it's here before the commission. Commission had no real issues with the project and approved it with conditions. Next, we had 185 and 195 South Water Street. They're adjacent lots being redeveloped as multifamily. That application was postponed. Next, we had the YWCA of Greenwich right then at East Putnam Avenue. They are doing an expansion of the building, a little renovation work, landscaping, and stormwater management improvements. This is the first time the commission has seen it. Went through the ARC with their paces. Commission didn't have a whole lot of comments, except obviously the architecture of the building is somewhat polarizing, but the renovation seems to be received well as a way to sort of improve and soften a building that is very angular, very of a certain style. The outstanding issues are the engineering and drainage work has not gone through and gotten approval from DPW, so the commission left that open, and we'll be back later. Number nine, the Hahn property at 257 South Beach Avenue was postponed. That was a change of use from residential to commercial. And then we had two applications related to One American Lane, a map amendment, and a site plan special permit to construct 198 units at the American Can or One American Lane, Greenwich American Center, property, way up in the northwest corner of town. This has been a discussion for about over a year with some text amendments in the past and a preliminary application where they were looking to establish a residential community on what is essentially a business zone property. The language was adopted last year. The application or institution of that zoning boundary has not been applied, and this is where it's going to be applied for the first time. A lot of discussion about the development. There were some areas of the site that were proposed in the preliminary that turned out to be not viable for construction, given the fact that there's wetlands and other environmentally sensitive areas. So the project, so to speak, got squished into the center of the driveway area. So it's a very it's a large development, obviously 198 units. Commission is just trying to get their head around: is this the best planned unit design? Understanding what approvals are needed from other towns and states, because this area here drains into the New York City watershed, and there's permits required from the New York City Department of Environmental Protection regarding runoff. The property also has its own self-serving wastewater treatment plant, and that may need to be upgraded or not, and we're waiting for the health approvals from the state regarding that, as well as potable water, the potable water source being identified and approved for the number of people that are going to be living there. So those two were taken together, left open, a lot of discussion, probably coming back at another meeting regarding the execution of that. Lastly, but not least, we had 99 Richmond Hill. This is a large private home that is proposing an addition that would include what we call an indoor athletic facility, half-court basketball, and an indoor turf field over about 1,200 square feet. These applications need to come to the commission as a pre-app before they come back as a final. So this is just that step. Not a lot of discussion, but we'll be back at our next meeting on the 23rd.
Okay, so speaking of which, what else do you have on the 23rd, Pat?
Yeah, so we will be talking about Old Greenwich School for the first time under the final site plan, and we will be bringing back also the skating rink. So the Dorothy Hamill renovation or replacement will be discussed as well. I'm not sure if any of the items that were not decided last night will be coming back as quickly onto this meeting, but those are the major ones that we're going to be talking about.
There's also been a lot of talk about the Palmer Hill Road, a historic district there, or historic road. Anything on that coming up soon?
Well, that is a state law that allows towns to designate roads as being scenic. It just creates a criteria. Well, there's a criteria to qualify, and then there's certain work that has to be done or could be done after such a road was designated that would comply or meet that standard. Palmer Hill is a very attractive street. I can't deny it, but it is a road that is heavily trafficked, which is a little bit out of line with what the state goals are. But again, we've done similar designations around Binney Park, so you know, there's been a appetite for that type of designation in the town. So we look forward to talking about the application when it gets before us shortly. That will not be on the July 23rd, but could be later in the summer.
What is it? What is a historic road? What does that mean?
It really means that there's well, first of all, there has to be some essential features to it that make it that way. So, you know, great views from the road, you know, historic stone walls, mature trees, those type of things. And then what it does is it requires the commission to review any revisions to that road through that lens. So typically, you know, when towns have streets, you know, it's the Department of Public Works that does the work and renovates it and repaves it. When those type of activities go on, there will have to be a presentation to the commission and a vote that says these changes are in compliance. It's sort of similar to having a historic home, right? It's there, and everyone appreciates it. But then, when you need to make changes to it, it has to be done in a way that is consistent with the features that make it unique.
All right, Pat. Thanks very much, and stay cool. And
you too.
We'll talk after the next meeting. Take care.
Thank you, Tony. I really appreciate it. Bye.
That's Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, joining us after yesterday/last night's P&Z meeting. WG.